You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Glad to be here. You know, many people go, Dr. Dahlia, why do you do a show on the weekend? You're already doing a show 3 hours a night every day. You know, that's already 15 hours. Why do an extra 16th hour? Just play a rerun. But I love my Saturday shows because I'm live in so many places. Las Vegas, Nevada, Owensburg, Kentucky, Sedalia. I can't list them all. And it's fun. It's fun to be live on the weekend. And I talk about so much during the week that I love concentrating it all in the last hour, you know, and many of you listen throughout the week and go, okay, I need Dr. Dahlia to go over the sexual fetishes again. Although, no, today, no more sexual fetishes. We talked about sexual fetishes a lot on the show. Ooh. Okay, why? Well, apparently there's this law, many of you have already heard about it, a law in Egypt called the Farewell Intercourse Law, where husbands can have sex with their wives even after they die, up to 6 hours. And so we started to talk about necrophilia and sex with dead people and other types of philias, coprophilia, right? A love of poo-poo. We just talked about it. And then we went to sexual fetishes. We had a listener call up talking about how she had a fetish with werewolves. It was a really interesting week. But again, I want to kind of give you little tidbits of, you know, that among other medical stories. But I know this Farewell Intercourse Law, it looks like it's going to pass. And they said women shouldn't be too upset about it because women could have sex with their husband up until 6 hours also. I don't think they really understand rigor mortis and where it sets in and how long it takes to set in. So, no, it's really not a good for the goose, good for the gander type of thing. No, it's not. So, kind of a bad idea. But that's just one of the topics. Also, I guess a gentleman decides to dump his girlfriend, dentist, ends up having a toothache, decides to go to her thinking, women will be good. Women, you know, they love me. And she rips out all his teeth. She's now going to be facing jail time. We have people underestimating the effectiveness of birth control pills. I'm just going to remind you guys really quickly how effective your birth control is, because you may want to double club, right? Or put on the poncho type of thing, okay? So we're going to talk about that. And we have a gynecologist who this week has found the G-spot. He is so excited. He is all over the news, all over the world is talking about how he found the G-spot. We will talk about the spot and gee whiz, how exciting that is for all of us. And then finally, I want to touch upon this kid who was being abused by his, I don't know if they were special education teachers or regular teachers who were supervising an autistic class, how dad decided to wire him, smart dad. And we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what Asperger's is. And who famous people that have it, to kind of give people an idea when we talk so much about Asperger's, which is a milder form of autism, just kind of give an idea of who these people can be and how brilliant they can be. So as you can see, we got a very busy day, very juicy, stocked up day. But yeah, the true G-spot of this show are your calls. I had to figure out how to work that in. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, this guy's so proud of himself. And he found it on a Polish cadaver. So she never got to enjoy any of this. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One topic I want to go into or dive into, we got to get out of the G-spot things, and let's just kind of, no more puns, is abuse, and abuse by teachers or educators. Now, many of us feel we were abused when we were younger, right, because we got spanked. You know, I went to school in Las Vegas, Nevada, and back then in the 80s, you get spanked. And, you know, and I got spanked all the time. Dolly, come up to the front and get the paddle. And I'm like, again, I just got spanked 2 minutes ago. You know, and you get spanked. So I kind of want to open up the lines and I want to hear from you. Have any of you ever felt you were abused by a teacher? I mean, whether sexually abused, whether verbally abused, whether, or do you think the odd type of punishment that they did was absolutely appropriate? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, again, you all know I am a huge fan of teachers. God bless these teachers. They, especially the teachers that I see having overcrowded classes and then dealing with, you know, parents who are, sometimes a little kooky. So I have many friends who are teachers, and I my hearts go out to them. I mean, God bless these guys. But every now and then you have an instructor who just looks like should not be in that field, possibly not even doing anything. Like, for example, when Stuart Chaftez, 44 years old, had been seeing some behavior issues with his son, Aiken, who lived in New Jersey, is autistic, and said that the boy was starting to act out violently. Whenever a child starts to act out violently, you need to see what's going on. Okay, is there something going on with the home? Is there something going on with the school? Something going on with their friends? Bullying? What's going on? Well, the dad, who was separated from the child's mother, thought something was horrifyingly wrong, decides to put a wire on his child and sends the child to school. And he gets 6.5 hours of footage, and I think even might have possibly some video footage. I'm not sure. And he gets, no, it is audio. It was audio. And he hears the teacher telling the child to shut up when the child, now this is a child with severe autism, telling the child to shut up. When the child asks, look, can I see daddy after mommy? Because that was a routine he had. After seeing mom, he could go and see dad. She said no. He'd cry more. She's like, we're doing nothing until you shut up. I'm calling him a bastard. And, you know, you're listening to this, and you're like, are you kidding me? She's like, who are you talking to? Nobody? Knock it off. Meanwhile, rather than teaching the kids, they're talking about drinking so much the night before and having a hangover. Now, I mean, I know many people that take care of children with autism. Usually the special education teachers, teachers with extra training, but even any teacher that's instructing a class should have some sort of professionalism. Now, from what I understand, she and her aide have been removed from the school system. But I want to hear from you. I mean, have you heard anything like this? Is this more common than we think with any of your children? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call in now.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communication. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Getpreparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter at drdahlieh for Dr. Dahlia, and our Facebook fan page. Facebook, our regular account is maxed, and I don't go on it as much as I want to. The Facebook fan page, I interact with that every day. So please go on my Facebook fan page, because I'm only on air 16 hours a week. And there's so many more hours to the week that I don't want to calculate right now because I don't have my calculator. So as you can see, it's very important to interact with me on our social media, even though I think social media is just a little bit overhyped, but that's the world we live in. All right. Garrett writes, Doc, when I grew up, we had to wear the dunce cap and we had to eat chalk. You had to actually eat the chalk? All right, we're talking about school. What kind of punishments teachers did? Did you ever feel abused by your teacher? I had the dunce cap only once. I had to wear dunce cap. It was an art class. His name was Mr. E.B. He looked like the guy who was the bad guy on Ghostbusters. His name was E.B. And he made me wear a dunce cap, and I sat there and cried the whole time. And I remember, I'm not very good with art. I can't draw. There's a lot of things. I know you guys think I'm good at everything, but I know I can't cook, I can't draw, I can't do anything, can't clean up after myself. So I had to do the dunce cap. Never eat chalk. eating chalk. We were talking about chalk earlier this week, how much I love the feel of chalk. And I was exposed to a lot of chalk because I had to always go up to the board and say, I will not curse in class. I will not, I don't know why. I forgot some of the things I used to do in class. I was a good kid overall, but I did stuff, you know, to be funny. And I'd always have to go up and write on the board 100 times, you know, and you'd have to get a stool because I was so short. Because I started doing that when I was really young, to go all the way to the top to fit the 100 sentences in. So I really got a good feel of the chalk. I was talking this week, one thing we used to do to our teachers is take away all the chalk except leave the little nubbins, the little, the little pieces left. So teacher would come in, right, and the only chalk she would have, you know, she'd look around, there's no chalk. You know, she gets all upset. Then she goes and takes a little nubbin piece and she's trying to write with that, and you can see her all tick for the whole hour. I was like, yay, that was us. But then, of course, when I had to go up there for my punishment for doing that, that's when I revealed the box of nice, new, sleek, soft stalks of chalk. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, on the subject of this little autistic boy, a new story came out yesterday about autism and Asperger's. And Asperger's syndrome could be caused now by smoking. So they say women who smoke have a higher chance of giving their child Asperger's. Now, I probably get, I don't know how many emails each week, Dahlia, I don't get it. I get autism, I don't get Asperger's. What's the difference? How can you tell? Well, it's very difficult to tell. Okay, I mean, for some of us trained, it's very easy, but for other people, like even parents, they'll come to the doctor, and usually dad will pick this up more than mom, and it's usually with boys, and they go, something's not right. I mean, he's smart, he's loving, I love my baby, but something's a little off. And it was first recognized by Hans Asperger, I believe in Germany, 1944, who recognized patterns of behavior and different characteristics because parents would come in. He even thought he had Asperger's. And he thought it was more of a genetic or neurological thing as opposed to a psychological or an environmental issue. And children with Asperger's, I believe there's a lot more than we think. I mean, right now we have said that the number of people on the autism spectrum disorder are 1 in 88. Right? It was 1 in 110. Now they've lowered it to 1 in 88. I mark my words, in the next year or two, they're going to bring it down to the 1 in 60s. Because it is very common, but very difficult to diagnose. Now, what would an Asperger's child look like? Or what would his behavior be? Many times they're quiet. Many times they're shy. Sometimes the boys aren't as adept in sports. They're extremely smart. Some of them are very funny, have amazing wit, amazing senses of humor, but they sometimes do outlandish things, and their senses of humor sometimes don't jive with everyone else's. Yet somebody walking by would go, oh, that kid's brilliant. All right, who's an example of that? Andy Kaufman, who played Latka on Taxi. All right, I remember seeing, Jim Carrey's portrayal of him, Man on the Moon, and I remember going, oh, he must have had Asperger's. And my husband's like, how do you know? And I go, now that I put everything together, brilliant, gifted, but some people didn't get him. He'd do outlandish things, kind of a little unpopular, but the guy, he was in a world of his own and exuberated brilliance in that world if you understood it. And he is listed as a person who has Asperger's. This is a great topic to talk about, especially since we're doing the Fast for Kids Gala tonight at the LVH. I am so excited. All right, we are raising money for the educational needs of children with autism and Asperger's at the LVH tonight at 6 o'clock. We got a great entertainment lineup. DJ Sinai, Kevin Goings, Tony and Lloyd, Heidi Hayes, and Ted Pretty are going to be there to MC, and me, the host, Dr. Dahlia. I'm just so excited. But anyway, let's kind of talk about then some of the people who they believe had Asperger's. Now, you can't prove this. I can't look at a blood test. There's no way to say these people for sure. For example, they think Abraham Lincoln had Asperger's. Again, no way to prove it. All right. But these are just the people. And maybe you'll see a little pattern. Okay. Benjamin Franklin, they think had Asperger's. Emily Dickinson, George Washington, they think Marilyn Monroe had Asperger's. Sir Isaac Newton. Ludwig von Beethoven, Beethoven and Mozart both considered to have Asperger's. Also, I believe both of them, Mozart more than Beethoven, to have bipolar disorder. And I'm not surprised because many people with bipolar are absolutely brilliant. I mean, they are just, you know, they could taste the high octaves and the low octaves. They think Alfred Hitchcock had Asperger's. Charles Schultz, who did the Peanuts cartoons, you know, and Snoopy. Hans Asperger himself. Isaac Asimov. John Denver. Bill Gates. They think Bill Gates has Asperger's. They think Al Gore. Bob Dylan. Crispin Glover from Back to the Future. You know, McFly. Him. Him, I knew. That stood out to me. They think Robin Williams. I'm trying to think of any other. Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hannah, they think, has Asperger's. Now, going to Daryl Hannah, I talked about this week. I remember she had done Splash, and there was an interview with her back in the 80s. And she had said that she wasn't considered pretty in school. She was made fun of all the time. She was heavier. I think I remember her saying she's not that good at sports. And I'm like, no way, this is Daryl Hannah. I mean, from Splash, are you kidding me? She looked like she must have been the most popular person, cheerleader, etc. No. Now remember, girls are very underdiagnosed with this disease. Or not disease, I don't know, call it a disease. Yeah, they call it a syndrome. But, you know, we're finding, as you could see, like Dan Aykroyd, I mean, many of these people are really gifted that have it. So, you know, they may have to change disease or syndrome to something else. That's more appropriate. But girls don't get diagnosed as often because a girl who's shy sometimes is considered the norm. You know, I stood out. Okay, as a child, I didn't blend. I wasn't shy. I was out there going, hey, teach, what's up? You know, Dahlia, go back to the board and start writing. I will not say what's up. Well, I don't think what's up was a term back then. I think it was like, you know, maximum zoom dweeb. I don't know what we said in the 80s. But you see, girls that have Asperger's, many of them are very, very shy. They may not socialize as much, but, you know, in society, people go, okay, well, she's a girl. The reason why most dads pick up on the Asperger's is with their son. They're like, boy, get out there and play ball. No, dad, I just want to sit here and, you know, read my book. What? You play ball. You're a man. You know, and so many of these dads are the ones that, you know, bring their kids to the doctor or tell mom. And, you know, mom's like, oh, he's a little boy. He doesn't want to get hurt by the ball. Let the boy go outside. He wants to be with his mama. The boy wants to be with his mama. He loves his mama. Let him be with his mama. And, you know, dad's like, no. He goes out there and plays the football. And so then, you know, they go to the doctor going, you know, something's wrong. My kid doesn't like football. And then we, you know, pick up on it. It's that's how it goes. How it goes. I was the opposite with me, and you know, I was like, I can't need to get out into sports. This is sports, football. My husband's like, I don't like football, really. I like, you know, but my grandpa played football. My father was a soccer player. I was like, you gotta have a ball. If you're gonna do a sport, it's gotta have a ball. You know, my husband's like, well, I did water polo. And I go, yeah, it's good. But I mean, you know, you got to get in the dirt. You can't get in the dirt playing water polo. You got to kick dirt. Right. You got to tell, you know, but anyway, now one of my kids are in swim. Yeah. All right. So anyway, interesting, famous people. And there's so many more with Asperger's. But that may kind of give you an idea of a person who may have Asperger's. Again, I can't confirm any of these, and you can't confirm with anybody because, you know, but it's just a grouping that, and I think Dan Aykroyd even admitted he did. All right, well, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma. asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one of the reasons why it is so important to keep an eye on the teachers that are taking care of your children, especially if they are special needs, is, it shouldn't even have to be said. There's a variety of reasons, but the one thing I'd wanted to say, but I messed up my adverb and my predicate, and I put my noun before my predicate, and I dinged up my participle, I'm sorry, is, you know, when you look at groups of people who undergo abuse, we talk about the elderly population, we talk about the special needs, and, you know, people ask me, they go, Dahlia, who would abuse a special needs kid? You know, somebody in a wheelchair, somebody with autism, you know, why would they do it? And do they really, really abuse them? Or is it a neglect? Well, you know, verbal abuse is still a form of abuse. You know, these New Jersey teachers, this teacher yelling at the child, no, he can't see his daddy. That's kind of abusive because to this child, daddy's everything. And so, telling them to shut up and calling him a bastard, whether the kid knows what bastard is or not. Yes, there are ways for these kids to still feel abused. Now, a study came out this week saying children who are abused or who deal with violence actually lose their telomere length with their DNAs and can age prematurely. Now, we've talked about telomeres. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about naming my next pet Telomere. Telomere, time to eat. Telomere, interesting. Telomere, I look at telomeres with DNA as, you know, your shoelaces that, you know, have the plastic wrapping at the end so the shoelace doesn't unravel. That's what a telomere does. And the shorter the telomere, the less, I guess, the less age you have left, okay, for example. And we have found in studies, they actually did the study where they swabbed kids' cheeks, and they were able to look at their DNA. And they found that kids that went through violence or bullying at school or verbal abuse or trouble at home had shorter telomere lengths. That means lifespan of that DNA than other children. So it shows. I mean, kids will pick up the stress. You think the kids won't pick it up? They will. And so children with special needs, especially in this type of setting, absolutely are just prime, says candidates, excuse me, for abuse. Now, many times teachers aren't equipped with handling a patient who does have autism. Okay, many teachers, when they go through the regular, education and get their degrees, many people, and one of my best friends from college, decide to go into secondary education or specialized education or special needs, etc. And becoming a specialized educator, you get a lot more hands-on, you get a lot more understanding, a lot more psychological understanding. Some of these people, they really understand autism. Unfortunately, there's not many of them out there. And so many other teachers, bless their heart, will take over the autism class. Like in this particular case in New Jersey, the class, they called it a self-contained class. I hate that term, but that's what they called it, a 5 or 6 children with autism. Now, if the woman isn't equipped, if the teacher isn't well-trained, or in this particular case, if she's just an absolute idiot, these kids not only are not getting taught, but they're also being abused, which is, again, why, you know, we need your support for any of these organizations that help with the education of children, like Fast for Kids, which is what we're doing the gala for tonight, because, you know, there's no medication for a child with autism or Asperger's. There's no pill. There's no vaccine. There's, you know, we don't have medication. If somebody's diagnosed with this, the first line treatment is education and getting them into a specialized treatment, having them integrate with others, not having them in a class, desperation and crying. So it's really, really crucial that education is key and that we have funding for it. And we don't have enough funding. We don't. We don't, especially not in the city that I live in. So, you know, keep your eye out for any of these organizations. And like I said, my favorite who I work with is Fast. Now, speaking of people with anger issues, we have this dentist who got mad that she was dumped, Anna Makowiak. Apparently, she got dumped by her boyfriend, 45-year-old Marek Olszewski. But he ends up having a toothache a couple days later. So he ends up going to her, going, "Hey, baby, right, can you help me out?" And she's like, "Sure, of course I'll help you out. Lie down and go to sleep." So he goes to sleep. And when he wakes up, she had pulled out all his teeth. She said she tried to control herself, keep emotions out of it, but she hated him so much. And then there's some choice words that I can't read. He wakes up completely bandaged and gauzed up and, you know, mouth closed by the gauze. She said, "You know, don't move. Don't do anything, but you may need a specialist. There was a complication. See ya." Top to the hand. He's like, "Huh?" So he goes home and he takes off the bandages, takes a look at his mouth and is toothless. He's mad, not only for now being toothless, but his current girlfriend, who he left the other girlfriend for, who apparently he was already cuddly with and in his house, said, "I'm not being with a toothless man. See ya." And so now he lost his girlfriend. Right now the dentist is now up on medical malpractice charges, abusing the trust of a patient, and can face 3 years in jail. Now, that's an example of a woman not really liking her ex-boyfriend. And honestly, people, you know, think about it, right? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Okay, you break up with somebody or you dump them, not the best person to, you know, have a prostate exam by. Not the best person to have your teeth taken out. I would not go to her for a colonoscopy. All right, I would probably find somebody else. You know, honestly. Okay. Speaking of medical professionals being ticked off, looks like another study came out this week, which we talked about. Doctors, their salaries, how their salaries are dropping, and how 50% now of doctors would say they would not have gone into medicine and would flee if given the option. 50% of doctors. So let's say you see four doctors for various conditions throughout the year. Two of them probably want to run like a bat out of hell. I mean, this is bad. This is bad. They don't like healthcare law. They don't like how, you know, they're losing money. They don't like how their expenses are going up. So this problem won't go away. I know everybody thinks we're all in a lull right now, that we're all kind of in a lull, you know, with what's going on with the Supreme Court and healthcare and how it may get overturned is true. Okay, and, you know, I know, but, you know, we really still can't be sitting on our thumbs. We should be doing something or preparing to do something because we are still losing our doctors. We're still losing patients. Our patients are still losing insurance. We're all losing money. Something's not going right. Something's not going in the right direction. So if you guys see your doctor, give him a hug. I know most people don't feel sorry for us, and we don't want your pity. I mean, you all have your own set of problems. We all have our own set of problems. We all have to deal with it. But, all right, just don't go to your doctor and assume they're rich, because the one thing this study revealed is most aren't. Even if they make a gross salary after their expenses, they're not happy, and they're thinking about going back to waiting tables like I have thought many a time. All right, let's talk about the plague, the bubonic plague. Apparently, Yersinia pestis may be able to be cured by Levaquin. I told you guys, this is one of my favorite antibiotics, Levaquin, levofloxacin. Unfortunately, I see too many doctors and medical providers use it for colds and, you know, sore throats. Levaquin was an antibiotic that was in IV form that came out when I was in training that we used for rip-roaring pneumonia. During my last year or two of training, it came out in pill form. And we were like, wow. But I remember going, all right, I hope they don't overuse it, because otherwise we're going to have the same problem as we do with many of the penicillins. And I'm saying to everybody, write Levaquin left and right, especially now since it's gone generic. Well, they're saying that the plague, which basically causes maybe 1,000 to 2,000 cases a year across the globe, however, could later turn, you know, these plagues could later become very nasty plagues, as we've seen with plagues in previous history, bubonic, pneumonic, septicemic, that, you know, deals with the bloodstream, pneumonic lung, bubonic, you get these buboes in your, not boobies, come on people, buboes in your lymph nodes. If it could be beat by Levaquin, all right, you know, we don't have a lot of things out there that we could use for plague. So my recommendation is they found something that works against Yersinia pestis. All right, we know Yersinia pestis could be a potential bioterrorism agent. All right, when you go to see your doctor and you ask for an antibiotic, which many people do now, you know, you don't ask your doctor for advice, you ask your doctor for an antibiotic, a side of fries and a drink, which, you know, try not to do, please. Okay, you know, this isn't a convenience store. You know, tell them, look, save the Levaquin for the real bad patients, because I think we're starting to overuse it and we're going to start seeing more resistance. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming right up. Having sex with your dead wife. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, disgusting.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I tell you, we have had an interesting week with medical news. So anyway, a scientist stands up, gets all excited. Not even a scientist, he's a retired gynecologist from Florida, semi-retired. And he says, I have found the G-spot. And I was like, sit down, who cares, good for you, what's going on? He's like, no, I found it. Okay, how? Well, apparently, in Poland, I guess you're able to dissect cadavers with a little bit more liberties than you can in America. So he starts dissecting an 83-year-old Polish woman, and he starts going through the different layers of the vaginal wall. And apparently he says there are 6 layers of the vaginal wall. I didn't know. 6. It's like, huh. Anyway, all right. So he says, as it goes through, I think it was between wall 5 versus wall 6, right? He says he found this little bluish grape-like cluster. Alright, that is the G-spot. I know, I was thinking maybe it was like a piece of blue cheese that fell or something, but, you know, he said, no. Here's the problem with walls. When we were getting our house built, when the economy was good, we saw somebody leave their burrito inside the wall, because I guess they were eating and they left it there and then they didn't clean up after themselves. You know, so you really don't want to leave anything inside a wall, because imagine if it got closed up, that burrito would rot and it would stink, and then you'd have to start tearing down walls in your house. So walls and grapes and anyway. Okay, so going back to the vaginal walls, we extensively this week went through the vaginal anatomy and went through all the layers. Exhaustively. So I'm not going to go through it again, okay? I mean, I know many of you are disappointed. I'm sorry. But anyway, he thinks that he actually found something, okay? We were all these years thinking that the G-spot was some sort of an erogenous zone that you had to somehow be in the vicinity of, but he said he has found an exact spot. Now, of course, this was just one cadaver. They need to look at other people, and I don't really know if there's that many people that are, you know, volunteering. But, you know, if this really is a spot, and they are able, centimeter by centimeter and millimeter, you know, able to put this on any, you know, GPS, then most people will now be able to find one of the most sought-after spots on the woman's anatomy for centuries. Personally, I could use some sleep, but it is nice. It is nice. Good for him. Now, other doctors in sexual medicine, who specialize in sexual medicine, you know, they're like, what? This can't be really what? But he's all excited, and, you know, he's our hero named Ostrzensky. All right. It is published in the April 25th Journal of Sexual Medicine. All right. What do I want to say about that? Well, you know, guys, okay, I know many of you are already kind of looking up on your GPS. It's not there yet, but wait a second, okay? Remember, many women still need you to do something, okay? All right, you know, you just don't go for an area. I mean, you know, many women may actually need you to say hi. Knowing their name helps, okay, to get them in the mood. You may need to touch them, maybe stroke their hair, just because a scientist or a doctor has found the G-spot, and that doesn't mean you have less work, okay? That doesn't mean your 7-minute encounter can now drop down to a minute 30, all right? You still have to have some sort of ambience. You have to, I court her a little bit, okay? Because I'm sorry, many of us women are going, oh, no. Oh, no. So that's what they're going to do. They're just going to go right to the spot, X marks the spot, and then leave. Well, yeah, they can. I mean, people are in a hurry these days. Look how we're always in a hurry. Okay, we can't wait for a phone call, so we text. We can't wait for a letter in the mail, so we email. Yeah, many people, they're just in too big a hurry. Speaking of too big in a hurry, did you hear about this boy who was racing at about 111 miles an hour down the street? I think this was in Chicago. 21 years old Zachary Ramirez was clock driving 101 miles an hour. Because he had to get to his lady girl to have sex. Police officer pulls him over and goes, excuse me, why are we going so fast? He's like, look, dude, I'm just trying to have sex with my girlfriend. I really like her. He says, sorry, you'll have to wait. Finds, 0.2 grams of marijuana while searching his vehicle and puts him in jail for reckless driving. Okay, he has been released on a $200 bond, and I believe he is rescheduling his rendezvous. But honestly, people, everybody's just in too much of a hurry. Why is everybody in too much of a hurry? Well, speaking of being in too much of a hurry and dead people, Egypt is planning to allow this farewell intercourse law to be introduced into parliament. This will allow Egyptian husbands to be legally allowed to have sex with their wife even after they have died, but only up to 6 hours. Again, a rush. Everybody's rushing. Okay, why? This is ridiculous. Apparently, they're also lowering the minimum age of marriage to 14. And they are getting rid of women's rights of getting education and employment, from what I understand. Now, the Egyptian National Council for Women is campaigning against the charges. thinking it is kind of undermining the status of women. Yes, it is. Now, they're saying, ladies, don't complain. You get the benefit, too. Women have the right to have sex with their dead husband also. And they just aren't appeased by that. Okay? Apparently, the idea of this arose in May 2001 when a Moroccan cleric, Zamzami Abdul Bari, said marriage remains valid even after death. So, I mean, this has just sparked outrage. I don't know if it'll pass, but I think it is absolutely ridiculous. And we've been talking about necrophilia, talking about sex with corpses. You know, somebody studied back in 1989 why somebody would want to have sex with a corpse. Why? Are they a sex addict? And we had a very lengthy discussion yesterday on sex addiction. All right. If somebody wants to have sex with a corpse, it doesn't necessarily mean there's a sex addict. Okay. A sex addict is somebody that wants to have sex all the time. All right. They think about it all the time. It prevents them from going to work. They always need sex. It doesn't necessarily mean they have fetishes. And we spent a significant amount of time talking about fetishes. Some people have fetishes with teddy bears. Some people have fetishes with, I don't know, their mother-in-law. I don't know. All right. So lots of fetishes out there. Don't ask. And, you know, many psychologists have to treat people for these things. But it doesn't necessarily mean if you have a friend who's a sex addict, they are going to have a sex fetish and be into necrophilia. There's a difference, okay? Although many people with these fetishes can be sex addicts, not all sex addicts have fetishes. You got that? But necrophilia has been around, I mean, for centuries. I guess ancient Egyptians, to kind of slow down the activity of necrophilia, had to leave beautiful women who had died to decay for 3 or 4 days so before they went to embalmers, so people would hopefully be turned off and not want to have sex with them. All right. Now, in many societies, too, it was thought that if you died as a virgin, you would not be able to enter the afterlife. So many villages and ancient people would have these rituals where they would have like a post-death wedding. Or let's say you were engaged to be married and died before the wedding and couldn't have sex. Obviously, then they would have these rituals where people would have sex with the corpse. Absolutely disgusting. Don't ask. All right. They say acts of necrophilia are also displayed on Moshe artifacts in Peru. They also, it was a way to communicate with the dead. So this isn't something new. However, what is a little shocking, it's very shocking, but what's even more shocking is, you know, many countries have laws against this. Total laws. The USA does not have a federal law. There is no federal law banning necrophilia. Now, individual states say, oh, it's a misdemeanor here or a felony over here, but we don't have a federal law. You know, like I said earlier, you'd think in the Obamacare law, on the 2,200 pages, they could have stuck something in there saying, by the way, no sex with corpses. But no, apparently they were too busy designing that wonderful bill. They could have thrown it in there. Yeah, no federal law for necrophilia. Why not? All right, guys, great show today. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. If you can't reach me over the weekend, Twitter me. Follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.